Well, we certainly start the new year off with a bang, don't we? Do you hear that? I hear it. Excuse me a second, I hear something. Well, I mean, I got scared because of the reading today. But I'm telling her that Jesus has her and she's okay. You want to sit with Sky? Is that okay with Sky? Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning to you, Lord. Oh, and by the way, Happy New Year. Yes, today is the first Sunday in Advent and the beginning of the church year. In January, when we celebrate the new calendar year, we make resolutions. On the first Sunday in Advent, we are filled with anticipation of things to come, things that we hope for might be different in our lives. As Christians, as we begin Advent, we wait. We anticipate. On January 1st, we make promises, or maybe we don't. In Advent, we believe in God that we may or may not keep except for his grace and his love. The promises in Advent are God's promises, not ours, and God keeps his promises. The Advent promise is God's promise, not something we promise to do. There's an undeniable excitement brewing as we get closer to Christmas. It certainly was at the malls on Friday. Advent is the time when we can expect something different to happen in our lives. Maybe we can find new ways to seek and live out the good news that God has given us. Perhaps this is the year that we can forgive ourselves or someone else for whom forgiveness has not been an option. Perhaps this is the year that we will claim our joy that God waits for us. God wants us to be with him. Perhaps this is the year that Christmas kindles in our hearts good tidings of great joy. Not that I'm excited or anything, but I am. We begin Advent with a scripture about what God's judgment might be like. There's no way to actually know what it will be like because it belongs to God. We don't know when it'll happen or how it'll happen. What we do know is that we are called to wait and be ready. I know I need to be on the lookout for Jesus because he might show up anytime. Now, this is not something that a lot of modern Christians feel comfortable considering. There's a contingency of Christians who are quite sure that they will be on the end times love boat with a first-class cabin. That's funny. These same people are quite prepared to let others know that the cruise is booked up. Maybe I should listen when I get that phone call that says I've won a free cruise. It might not be a telemarketer calling, but rather a representative of God's chosen people. That's funny too. What Matthew tells us is that we have no way of knowing what lies in store for us. We just need to be ready. For anything, I think that part of being ready is to realize that there may be some folks that we find unworthy staying in the cabin on the luxury ship, staying right next door to us. We are ready, are we ready, to accept God's judgment? It's God's judgment, not ours. We can never know what is on the heart of another person. We can only know our own heart. Are we ready to fill our heart with a desire for God? The belief after Jesus died was that his return was imminent. In the 21st century, while we know that Christ will come again, it's not something I don't think most of us think about every day. I mean, how many of us, honestly, wake up in the morning and say, I wonder if Jesus is coming today? But he might. Are you ready? Wait. While we don't know when Jesus will come again, we do know that we will experience the remembering of his first coming in the world. Advent is a time to take time out to ponder the glory of this event. In celebrating the birth of the Messiah, we can also remember that he will come again. But please don't go to the bookstore today or tomorrow. Bring up books on your Kindle that will tell you how and where it's going to be. You're just wasting your money. Matthew is clear that it is not for us to know. It is just right to be prepared. Being prepared doesn't mean stockpiling water and freeze-dried food in an encampment. Being prepared means to trust in God's plan and do all that you can to honor God in your life and in your words. Being ready doesn't stop with us as individuals. Being ready is also about us in relationship. We must each be ready as a community here at St. Francis to be filled with the power and light and word of Christ. We need to consider whether or not we believe that God will show up. But he will, when he's ready. And if we're ready and we're there, we need to act like it. We need to act like we're there waiting for Jesus. There was a question somewhere in something I was reading that said, ask the question, if there was a breach between the one that was taken up and the one that was left in the field. I don't know. I do know that we are not meant to journey alone. So there's some real good thoughts to ponder on that question. There's also some folks who say that the person taken up was the one who is not redeemed. I don't know. Only God knows. And I do know that we, as I said, are not meant to journey alone. We're meant to journey together. We prepare ourselves, but we also have to prepare our neighbors. Who is the person working next to you, that person in the field that is not prepared? Sharing the gospel is not always easy. And we can talk freely with other believers, but when faced with a friend who does not believe, it's not easy, at least for me. Or is it? Do we make it difficult because we think that our words are not enough? Consider that sometimes you don't have to say a word, but just live a life of example. Living the gospel is not always easy. Forgiveness, mending broken relationships with friends and family is part of being in relationship with one another. We can only do our part and pray that the other person will hear us as we mend broken relationships in our lives. And we must trust God, that God will work with us and in that other person. Then we have to wait. Consider how long it has been that God waits for us to come to him. As a nation, as the world, God waits for us no matter what. The least we can do is to wait for God. Can we be as loving and patient with one another as God is with us? It's what we're called to do as disciples. Being ready, getting ready in Advent is to believe in God's desire to be in relationship with us, to be ready for a good and right relationship with God, an intimate, honest relationship, for God to be the desire of our hearts. Are you ready for this? Are you ready with God? Are you ready with one another? Are you ready with yourself? As we wait for Christmas, we must remember that some people do not choose to acknowledge and believe in the miracle that we celebrate. We must remember that some people who do not choose to believe may not be folks that we would like to go on that heavenly cruise with. So that's just fine. But we read in today's scripture that it's not ours to know. It's God's to know. We wait. What does it mean to be left behind? Are those the ones that were sent to hell? what the hell? What is hell? So there are a lot of inferences in the Bible and talking about hell and being a place of eternal pain and suffering. And it's based in the Old Testament belief that the dead continued to live a shadowy life in nether regions of darkness and silence known as Sheol. One thought about what hell is like, and I think that in the big picture, this is at least part of it, that eternal death is our rejection of God. This state of place or separation from God is related to the concept of human free will. We may choose to accept or reject God. We will not be forced by God to receive God's love. Hell is a permanent state of separation from God that can be freely chosen, not necessarily because God is punishing us. It's something that we choose by not trusting and believing in Him. Bottom line, it's not our job to figure everything out. Jesus will get it all straight. He knows what He's supposed to do when He shows up. We can also freely choose to be in relationship with God and accept Christ as our Savior and accept the gift of eternal life. Prepare and know that God is always ready. Are you always ready for God? Thomas Merton, in these words, kind of puts it together for me about God and me and God and you. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, although I may know nothing about it. Therefore, will I trust you always. Though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear. You are ever with me and never leave me. You never leave me to face my perils alone. Amen. I invite you to stay.